The economy has changed its rules, essentially, is what we're saying. Wages no longer buy security, and debt no longer delivers mobility or bridges that shortage of income. A new asset-based order is taking shape, enforced not by policy announcements, but by inflation. The piece explains why ownership now determines who advances in society, who treads water, and who gets left behind, and what survival looks like in that new landscape.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Gold Fix Market Rundown, and we intend to get this to everyone before 8:30. So let's do a quick preview for the jobs number today. Jobs data is skewed to the downside risk. So November payrolls are expected around 50,000, but multiple proxies suggest true job growth may be near zero or negative once overcounting is adjusted. That's actually, Powell was one of the people that actually implied that as well. Unemployment is drifting higher. The jobless rate is expected to rise to 4.5%, potentially the highest since 2021, reinforcing evidence of gradual labor market softening. AI and the freeze on Washington hiring is probably the big driver there. Policy bias turning dovish. Okay, Powell emphasized downside labor risks over inflation, acknowledging a 60,000 a month payroll overcount, and markets, as I just mentioned, and markets are pricing more Fed cuts in 2026 than the Fed officially projects. If you're interested, that chart on the right-hand side there, that is a chart of job openings for the U.S. In blue, and in red is D.C. So that's when the early retirement contract buyouts for federal employees, DOGE-related stuff, happen. You could see it's off the lows, though. So anyway, job openings are starting to be opened again. Markets are vulnerable to a miss. That's a conclusion that Zero Hedge has, with equities positioned for optimism and volatility low. A weaker than expected labor print could hit risk assets, support rate cuts, pressure the dollar, and favor front-end bonds. There's the home page. Here are the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged. Offered, the dollar is down 11. The S&P 500 is down 4. The NASDAQ is up 7. VIX up 25. Gold down 13, middle of its range on the low side. Silver down a dollar, two-thirds of its range. It's near its lows, 63.09. Copper is 5.28, give or take, minus 4 cents. WTI is down 78. Everything is red except for Bitcoin today, ironically. So if you didn't know what was going on, you'd say this is a fear of a risk off. You could say, you have to just say, you know, this is just recessionary fears. Yeah, that's what this is. Or nothing. It's just noise because we're going into a data number. That's probably the better way to look at it. So we've got two things to discuss today. One is about the reset, a story that we put out yesterday, analysis. The economy has changed its rules, essentially, is what we're saying. Wages no longer buy security, and debt no longer delivers mobility or bridges that shortage of income. A new asset-based order is taking shape, we believe, enforced not by policy announcements, but by inflation. It's almost like a market enforcement. The piece explains why ownership now determines who advances in society, who treads water, and who gets left behind, and what survival looks like in that new landscape. Plus, a preview of our breakdown of MSA's Michael Oliver's latest metals commentary. Let's go right to that. The economic rules are changing. Debt loan no longer delivers mobility, and wages alone no longer provide security. A new asset-centered regime is emerging where ownership determines access to stability, opportunity, and insulation from inflation. In this environment, inflation functions as a discipline mechanism, quietly raising barriers to entry. Those without assets are not just falling behind. They are becoming structurally exposed. It's a financial caste system. Now, it's pretty academic piece, or at least it tries to be academic. But the concept essentially is this. Since World War II, we have had two big picture economic regimes. After World War II, we had the welfare state, social democracy. As a pushback against communism, we had to bend. And then that folded in 1971 when Nixon had to go off the gold standard because we just couldn't print enough money without getting caught cheating. And that gave way to the neo-Keynesian mindset, which was held out as a more of a libertarian concept, but it wasn't. It was instead of giving everyone supply, we controlled demand. So you had to borrow money to keep up with the Joneses. And that cracked in 2009 with the great financial crisis because everybody wanted a home and we just simply could not finance everybody's home, especially the people that weren't working. So that cracked and we've been limping along ever since. And in 2020, the new regime started. And the new regime is you have to own assets to hedge yourself. You know, people talk about inflation being an invisible tax. It is. If you're worth, you know, $10 million, well, you don't care about the price of eggs going up or the price of gasoline going up. It's marginal money for you. You're still going to be able to afford your vacation. However, chronic inflation will take you from thinking you can go overseas for vacation to doing a vacation domestically to doing a staycation, which is what happened in the 70s. So I believe that you would need to own assets, and those assets need to be income producing in the case of stocks, and they need to be inflationary hedges in the case of gold and silver. So the new regime is about physical assets, physical meaning assets like gold, silver, your house. Houses aren't going to come down because you can't afford them. No one's going to be able to afford them. 5 years ago, we were getting car loans at 0% because the car didn't matter, because the money was flowing. Now you got to pay 7%. Now it's hard to get money. And that's why gold's up. That's why silver's up. That's why all commodities are going to rise. And it's going to happen even more going forward. Anyway, that continues in the Premium Post. Reset, how to survive the new economic order. Over the weekend, Michael Oliver put out his 360 report covering various markets. And this week he was prone to talking about stocks versus gold and how we have another new breakout situation. So he identifies November as the decisive turning point for monetary metals, marking the resolution of a long basing phase, you know, the rounding bottoms that we've had everywhere, and the beginning of a broad relative performance breakout. Now, the analysis stresses that this is not a narrow price phenomenon, but a structural change observable across multiple equity benchmarks. So gold has now broken out of multi-year relative bases versus the Dow Jones, versus New York Stock Exchange composite, the S&P 500, and now, most recently, the one that he's focused on here is the NASDAQ. So it's over. Like, we've broken out of everything. And that means you're going to have a cross-asset reset. When stocks go up, miners will participate. When stocks go down, miners might not get sold off as much. People are rotating out of tech into other assets like cyclicals, and miners fit into that. So that'll be out today at 11 a.m. There are two news stories regarding mining. Barrick gets his gold mine back. Mali has agreed to restore operational control of the, I'm not trying to say it, Luolo Concordo gold complex to Barrick and return approximately 3 tons of gold confiscated earlier this year following the resolution of a prolonged dispute between the company and the Malian government. I wonder how much of that has to do with the fact that they're going to be going public in the U.S. now with a little bit of American protection. That's something I contend, but who knows. China is now buying outright Brazilian operations of Equinox Gold Corp for about $1 billion, extending its expansion into precious metals as elevated gold prices and strategic diversification drive Chinese miners towards overseas assets. The Belt and Road, Belt and Road Initiative is expanding. Coming soon, we sent out the economic reset. We just mentioned that. The founders had their two posts yesterday. Goldman on central bank gold buying, that's going to come out tomorrow. Embedded in that short update on central bank buying, they address tokenization for the first time. Not surprisingly, they say that Tether, whatever they're doing, it's probably just going to cannibalize ETFs. At least that's the early assessment. They don't see any major, like for them to say it, they don't see any major advantage into buying tokenized gold versus an ETF. There's nothing appreciably different about it. But I think they also know that it's the new thing, and so people are going to want to do it. Data on deck, as we just said, today is unemployment. We have the data on that. Tomorrow, we're going to walk through Michael Oliver's report with some chart breakdowns. He's got some pretty cool charts in there this time. I mean, every time, but this time it's very much on point. That's it. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vince, for another wonderful show this morning. Always great to hear what he is seeing in the market. So hopefully you had fun watching along at home, and leave a comment below. Let us know what you thought about today's show and how you see all this unfolding in the precious metals markets. And in case you're still looking for some more coverage of the latest events in the gold and silver markets, well, there's another video coming your way now.